We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
West Virginia coach Mike Carey met with media earlier today. Listen to what he had to say about his team coming up right after this.
Big 12 Now on ESPN Plus brings you more than 400 exclusive live events, select conference championship events, coaches' press conferences, and original content. Sign up for Big 12 Now on ESPNplus.com/Big12Now.
After adding a couple of players to the mix this year, how has the team gelled so far in workouts? And based off what you've seen so far from an identity standpoint, what type of squad do you guys need to be in 2020?
Well, I think we're deeper this year in the paint. We added, a junior college player in the paint. We Ariel Cummins. We have Blessing back. We have Rochelle Norris back. We have Kari back. We have Esmeri back. So I think we're deeper in the paint. Sometimes this year we'll be able to put Esmeri out on the perimeter instead of the four position, and we'll have decent size. So we'll have more size this year. At the guard position, we have Madison Smith returning, a two-year starter. We have Kaiser returning, another starter. And then K.K. Deans has really looked good. And then we've been able to get Jayla eligible, the transfer from Mississippi State. So she'll help us on the perimeter too. And then, we have a couple freshmen I think we'll be able to contribute also. But I think we're going to be deeper in the paint than we are on the perimeter right now.
Next, we'll go to Sam. Go ahead, Sam.
Coach, as you mentioned, you got a bunch of new transfers. This offseason has been wild. How has it been incorporating them into the squad so far?
Well, three of them never even visited here before they signed and came. So, that was unique. I probably did a better job recruiting on Zoom calls than I did if they came here. But three of them signed and everything. The first day they were on campus is when they came for classes this summer. So, Jayla Hemingway was one of them, the transfer from Mississippi State. And then we had Jasmine Carson, which we are trying to get eligible, a transfer from Georgia Tech. We haven't got a final on that. And then we had the junior college player, Ariel Cummings that will help us, and she's eligible. She's junior college. And then we had the, you know, the freshmen and that type of stuff. But we, you know, they're getting used to things. You know, defensively, it's going to take a while. Offensively, we kind of added some new stuff off, try to spread the floor a little bit more offensively and a couple more sets. So we've been working on a lot of new stuff, and we may even we play man majority of the time. We may even try to put a zone in because of not practicing a lot and heading into the season with all these new players. So I don't like to play zone. I say we'll put a zone in. I'll probably use it 2 minutes the whole year, but we'll try to put a zone in and maybe try to use that a little bit.
Next, we'll go to Kevin Kinder. Go ahead, Kevin.
Coaching staff this year, are you starting to split up a little bit, or are people starting to find their roles? I mean, that's only been there a couple of years, and obviously, you know, Craig's been around the program, but just in, I think, his second. Does it take a while to get all those things kind of ironed out?
Well, it does. It does. You know, it takes – just like players, it takes coaches to get used to our style and what we do and how we want to coach things and how we want to do stuff. So, but I feel very comfortable. You know, Coach Perry, we brought in the experience, because been a head coach before, very experienced, been associate head coach a couple places, and played Power Five basketball, played overseas. So she's very experienced, and so I'm going to have her coaching, dealing with the guards, her and Craig. And then I'm pretty much going to handle the post, me and Coach Shelby.
Next, we'll go to John Antonic. Go ahead, John.
You got to unmute me there. Okay. I remember when we talked back in the summertime when I visited with you, you said it was going to be one of those deals where you, whoever is healthy, I'm going to work with. Are you at least getting some semblance of a routine now? Have you gotten your arms around this a little bit more?
I'll be honest with you, John. I have become a lot more patient. All right, you got to be very patient this year. You know, we still have one or two. We have one right now is out, still waiting for a result. Not didn't test positive, but because the MRI on the heart and all that stuff, they did additional testing. So she's been out 2 or 3 weeks. And so we're waiting for her to get back. Hopefully, you know, that we don't get more positives and all that. And you know, it could change daily is my point. It could just change daily. We're getting tested right now every Friday. And we hadn't had any positives for a long time. So hopefully we can keep it that way. But if we do, then it's going to change things again.
Next, we'll go to Justin Jackson. Go ahead, Justin.
Hey, Coach. How you doing?
Good, Justin.
Hey, I missed the first couple seconds there when you were talking. You said Carson was still waiting for a waiver.
Yes, we're trying to get her a waiver.
Hemingway, has she got a waiver or?
Yes. Yes, okay, she has received a waiver and is eligible to play.
And the other question I have is, obviously, with the NCAA, you know, with the ruling pushing back the season to the 25th, obviously those are cog in scheduling. I'm just kind of wondering, last-second scheduling, trying to find 4 non-conference games, canceling other games. What's this situation been like for you?
Well, we're in the process right now finding a game. Charlotte canceled just 2 days ago. And so now we tried to call some Power Five schools, local Power Five schools that are close to us, see if we can get them on the schedule. But right now we're allowed to play 7 non-conference games. We have 6 pretty much secured. We still are looking for one more.
Next, we'll go back to Sam. Go ahead, Sam.
Coach, obviously Ty Neese's departure leaves a huge hole in your roster so far, but obviously you've got a lot of players that are willing to step up. Who do you expect to kind of be a leader on your squad this year?
I tell you what, I like our veterans coming back. I thought Kaiser come back in best shape of her life. Looks really good. Madison Smith looks good. KK Deans looks good. Kari, you know, Kari's going to be there. Esmeri has got better. Bless. I mean, most of our players have got better, which is good. And I like our inside game. I think we're going to be able to have a little bit more scoring in the paint, which is what we needed. Last year, it was all from the perimeter. We've got to get some scoring inside, go inside out a lot more. So we're still trying, and we're running some different offensive where we can get the ball inside a little bit more at certain times.
Next, we'll go back to John. Go ahead.
I know from reading a little bit on the men's side, they're talking about playing a couple conference games in December. Have you any discussion on the women's side with conference games early? What are you hearing there?
Yes, we're definitely playing two games.
Okay.
I think we're playing – we play Baylor – and Oklahoma State, I think. Play Baylor at home, Oklahoma State away, the two conference games in December. So, you know, everything's going to be squeezed in a little bit. You have seven games and plus two conference games, so you're going to have nine games first semester is what you're going to have. Got the other day something from the Big 12. They want to know if people are sick, and the committee said six should be enough players, and they wanted input from us to go play with six. We better have 12 fouls per person if we're going to play with six people. My suggestion, you at least got to go seven, eight is probably what you need to have, in my opinion, to go play a game. So that's going to be interesting to see what happens if that happens to some teams during the course of the year.
Next, we'll go to Carly Nevis. Go ahead, Carly.
Coach, if you had eight, it'd probably be like a normal season anyway. So
I just hope I don't have any injuries. As long as I don't have injuries, you know, if somebody gets sick or whatever, that's different. But, we'll just have to make work whatever happens. You know what I mean? If it's six, seven, eight, whatever. One of the coaches asked if they could have six fouls. If you only had six players. So I don't know. I don't know what – but they'll make a decision. The committees will make a decision on that.
Mm-hmm. And my question was, do you think college basketball as a whole, especially on the women's side, will be more simple this year? You mentioned you guys will be more simple, but overall because of how much time lost and how much time away you were from all the new people, do you think college basketball as a whole will just look a little bit different this year?
Well, I think teams that have a lot of people back will be have an early advantage, you know, returning. Teams that have a lot of new players coming in because of the time taken away will not, you know, it'll be a process. It'll take a while for them to learn.
Next, we'll go to Greg Hunter. Go ahead, Greg.
Okay, so one question I didn't get into yesterday. What about the Big 12? I mean, give me a scout on that. Hey, did you look at that any this summer, you know?
Yeah, I think, you know, your normal team, I think Baylor has a lot of people back. Texas will be good again. I think Kansas State has a lot of players. I kind of looked at the teams that have a lot of people returning. Kansas State will be good. TCU lost a lot of players, so they'll have a lot of new players. I just think the teams that have a lot of people returning will have the advantage early in the year.
Go back to Justin. Go ahead, Justin.
Coach, hey, Coach, I might be wrong on this, but college coaches, men's and women's, basically lost a year in recruiting as far as evaluating, I guess, being able to go out to AAU and high school games and that's that kind of thing. Just kind of wondering big picture here, how much of an effect that could have, you know, obviously maybe not this year, but in the years to come and you know, how can you make up that lost time, I guess?
Yeah, I mean, AAU teams and tournaments are putting it online, and we're buying it. So we're able to watch those games, but it's not the same as being there. We were very fortunate. We have verbaled in the 21 class 4-4. So we're done in the 21 class. So we're really moving on to the 22, 23 class right now. So we were very fortunate. Now, if we hadn't done that, we could be in some big trouble right now in the 21 class. But 21 class, we had a very good class. Very good class in 21 class will be coming. So we're moving on. But it does affect you because watching film and watching them live and seeing how they react and that type of stuff it is a lot different. But, you know, everybody in the country is doing it, so there's no advantage for anybody.
Go back to Kevin Kinder. Go ahead, Kevin.
Coach, following up with your hires and how you go about doing those, I mean, a lot of times that's because of either coaching trees, people you've, you know, passed or, you know, been accustomed to. What was the specific with Coach Perry? You know, how did you meet her? And then in general, do you have a way that you approach it when you have an opening of, hey, I've seen these, you know, people before, I've coached against them. You know, what are your thoughts in approaching Perry?
Yeah, that happens a lot, Kevin. But her, you know, I've known her and she's been a head coach. I want to get experience in here. I really want to get somebody with a lot of experience in here. We're very young. Other than me, we're very young on the coaching staff. So I want to get somebody with more experience and you know, a role model and a mentor for the players. And I think Coach Perry fit all that. She's been a head coach. She's been a associate head coach a couple places. She played at Mississippi State, coached there some, played overseas. So, you know, she's had a lot of experience, and I've seen her out on the road, how hard she works recruiting, and just a really good person. So I wanted to bring a mentor in and somebody with experience, and we've been able to do that.
Go back to John. Go ahead, John.
Last one for me. I'm just curious a little bit more about this decision to go to the zone. Behind that, and then two, are your former partners going to think you lost your mind?
Yeah, absolutely. I just think we're not going to have time. You know, I just don't know if we're going to be able to put all – we'll put it all in. I don't know how good we're going to be at it. So I'm just thinking we better have a backup and – we'll try a little bit of zone, see how it goes. But I'm not a zone person, as you know. I despise zones. But I may have to go to it some.
Would it be some kind of gimmick zone, something unconventional, maybe like a, you know, a 1-3-1, or would it just be a standard zone, or what are you thinking?
Well, I've thought about the old John Beilein 1-3-1, be honest with you. I mean, they used to run that great. And just to give a different look, I've thought about a 1-2-2. I want to extend it some. Whatever zone I go into, I want to be able to extend it full court a little bit and draw back into the half. But I've been looking at all those, and I just can't pull the trigger right now. But I got to pull it here this weekend. So it's going to be one of them zones. But I like the old 1-3-1 and keeping people fun. The only thing on the 1-3-1, we funnel in the 1-3-1, you funnel to the middle, the ball to the middle. And our man-to-man defense, we funnel the ball to the baseline. Yeah. So now I'm trying to teach 7 new players to funnel in man-to-man to the baseline, and then now we're in a zone, now you got to funnel to the middle. So it's just going to be interesting to see what happens there.
And real quick, have you ever thought about that old 1-1-3 hockey defense, Jody Gardner, that Huggins talks about all the time?
Yeah, I've thought about them all. I like to play a 2-2-2. If everybody's going to get 6 fouls, we ought to be able to have 6 players on the floor.
Go back to Justin. Go ahead, Justin.
Hold on here. Hey, you had talked about can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
I said I was muted here. I'm sorry. You talked about the Kaiser earlier, and obviously, you know, she's one of your 2 seniors that you have, and she's been in the program, obviously, for a few years now. Talk about her coming back in great shape. do you have that conversation with her about, you know, taking over the leadership position? Is that something you think she would, you know, welcome? And, you know, what kind of season do you need from her this year?
Yeah, I mean, we need a great season from her this year. I mean, she's came back, has come back in great shape. Like I said, I talked to the strength coach. She's first in everything. Out on the floor, she's out there going extremely hard every time. Work ethic is great, and it's contagious. You know, when your best players, they work hard, they're your hardest workers, is contagious to the younger players. So I think we have great, you know, between her, Madison Smith, and KK, the perimeter players are just working great. And those other players need to learn from them. One thing I've liked about this group, like, a lot of times, you know, I'll tell the new players certain things, and then they'll go off the floor, and then our veterans are over there telling them, explain it to them too. So this group is really trying to help the other players, and that's good to see.
We'll go to Carly Nevis. Go ahead, Carly.
Coach, when do you expect the schedule to come out? And so this weekend you guys flipped the switch, I guess, to preseason camp. Like, what's that transition going to be like from what you've been doing so far?
Well, right now the NCAA upped the hours. You could go 12 hours. You could go 8 on the floor with the team and 4 with the strength coach. So we've been doing that. We've been doing probably 6 of the hours on the floor as a team and 2 hours individual workouts, because I think they still need to work on their skills, and then the other 4 hours in the weight room. Then when we switch it, you know, we'll go to the 20 hours, and you know, hopefully we can get everybody back and have the full team there at that time. So we're looking forward to when we go practice now, the workouts, we're going 2 hours, so practice is only going to be another hour at the most, you know, 45 minutes. So they're getting accustomed to the speed in that right now.
Go back to Justin. Go ahead, Justin.
Coach, last year you guys had moved Kari out a little bit more to the perimeter, and just kind of wondering, looking back on that now, obviously transition for her. Is that something you still want to kind of do with her this year? Because obviously you still have a lot of size inside.
Yeah.
You know, how do you kind of project Kari this year?
Well, I think Kari, you know, we worked her out when we could work out with the guards, just to get her guard skills, you know, work on her guard skills, her and Asmary. So, but right now I would think Kari would be more in the paint, and Asmary probably would move out a little bit at certain times right now, because I think Kari's too physical, too good of a rebounder, or can score in the paint, can go against people. So you want to put her where her strength is. Asmary's a great rebounder, but sometimes that'd be great to have that great rebounder from the 3 position too, to give you more on the boards and that. I can really do a lot of different combinations on in the paint. I mean, I can go big. I'm thinking about even putting Blessing at the 4 at times. So I'm trying a lot of different things. Heck, you got to change. I mean, I'm just trying to change, because you never know who's going to be here. So I'm trying to get every player learn at least a couple positions in case somebody has to sit out and all that.
We'll go over to Sam. Go ahead, Sam.
Speaking of Esmeri, Coach, I don't think we've had the chance to speak to you since the hurricane. We saw the GoFundMe went over the top. Was Esmeri in Morgantown when that was going on, and how is the situation now?
Yeah, her mother and grandmother, you know, was safe. Was very safe. Esmeri was in Morgantown, but you know, between her mother's house and her grandmother's house, you know, they took a lot of damage. They took a lot of damage, but it was great that we was able to help them a little bit. So, you know, that was great. We was able to do that.
And that was West Virginia Coach Mike Carey. Thanks for listening.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig.
inspiring kid confidence.